Proclamation number 7073 of 26th of March, 1958. Importance of being responsible. Every human being is solely responsible for his soul. And therefore it is of utmost importance for him to know what he has to do in earthly life in order to save the soul from falling into the abyss, from eternal darkness and torment, in order to prepare a blissful fate for it, an eternal life. He has nothing more to do than to free his soul from dense shells which surround it, to create the possibility for it again to let itself be radiated through by the divine light of love, as once before the being fell. The human being must be aware that earthly life was given to him for this purpose, and thus he must also use this life for this purpose. And every day, every hour gives him the opportunity to do so, for he need only constantly practice unselfish love. He is to try to free himself from selfish love, which let those dense shells grow around the soul. Whatever the human being undertakes on earth is completely worthless for eternity, for the transformation of his being, for the maturing of the soul, if unselfish love is not the motive of his activity. And everything that arises from the motive of self-love is only of use for the time of earthly life but not of lasting value for eternity. The human being should always observe which feelings dominate his thoughts and actions. And he will be able to ascertain that self-love still emerges powerfully and unselfish neighborly love is rarely only the driving force in his actions. But with goodwill he can change himself and his feelings, he can consciously work on himself by forcing himself to put aside himself and his desires in order to help those who are in need instead. And he will always see hardship around him. He will always have the opportunity to be of service, and it will also always give him more pleasure the more consciously he works on himself. Yet not for the sake of a reward but out of his own conviction to be inadequately shaped and to use earthly life in order to become perfect. He must strive upwards, then strength will also be supplied to him from above. He must want that his earthly life is not lived in vain at the end of his days, and then he will certainly also reach the aim. As soon as the human being has succeeded in putting his ego aside for the sake of his fellow human being, he has already become a victor, and the soul's shells dissolve and can let in the divine ray of love, and then he no longer needs to fear having traveled the earthly path in vain. But he must also do this very work on himself and know that he himself bears the responsibility. But the knowledge comes to him through the Word of God. If he allows himself to be touched by God's Word, if he thinks about it and tries to follow it, then the work on himself already begins. But anyone who does not listen to the Word of God, who only lets it ring in his ears, who does not feel addressed by it, walks through life irresponsibly, even if he acts responsibly in earthly matters. For he is only driven to this action by his self-love, which seeks earthly success, honor and fame but does not result in any spiritual transformation. And such people will also hardly believe in the soul's continued existence after death and its torments in the kingdom of the beyond. For self-love makes it impossible for him to believe. And therefore love for God and one's neighbor cannot be preached diligently enough, because only through such can the human being attain faith and the light of realization. Yet the human being cannot be forced into love either, it has to develop in him freely, but every human being is capable of it, because every human being has been given a spark of love for this course of his earthly life. Thus only every human being needs to ignite it, for which only his will is necessary. And the will is free but can be stimulated by the consciousness of responsibility. And the awareness of responsibility can also be awakened in every human being as soon as he seriously reflects on himself, on the creative power which brought him into being and on the purpose of his existence. For anyone who seriously reflects on these questions will also receive a mental answer, and this answer will prompt him to live a conscious life with the purpose of the past perfection. And furthermore, every person will also receive enlightenments from outside which he can accept or reject. But his own attitude is required, because only he himself can accomplish the work of changing his nature. But since every human being knows the damaging effects of an earthly, irresponsible life, he also knows the importance of a sense of responsibility. And he can also value this for his soul. And the transience of all earthly things should strengthen the awareness of responsibility for the eternal and imperishable even more. Without love, however, man remains blind in his spirit and completely inactive. For the human being's work on his soul consists precisely of works of unselfish love, and as long as the human being's will is not willing to do so, the purpose of earthly life will not be fulfilled either, and the soul is and remains in greatest adversity. And the danger of sinking into the abyss again is great if it enters the kingdom of the beyond in this dark state. Unless the completely unselfish love of a human being on earth follows it into the kingdom and helps it to achieve a little light there. But she will never be able to catch up or achieve what she was able to achieve on earth. Amen.